Five, four, three, two, one. I'm John Miglosh for the Wisconsin DMA and the International Society for Strategic Marketing. And we got some interesting tidbits you'll probably have missed. That's what we do, right? First off, you know, why are Ryan Reynolds commercials so good? I don't know. Let's just play.
Only a light has started to shine. Bars and restaurants are opening their doors, and the distance between us all is finally starting to disappear. But as an owner of both a gin company and a wireless company, I feel a special obligation to say to everyone watching, please, don't aviation and mint.
I
know you've been alone for a really long time. I share your enthusiasm for once again wearing pants with no drawstrings and getting out there. But when you aviation and mint, it never goes well. Dignity and grammar can vanish in an instant. Emoji abuse spreads unchecked.
That's me.
And for some reason, too many DMs are accidentally sent to the wrong person. This is an actual text my mother sent to my brother after just half a gin and tonic. True story.
I'm having a bath. Want to join?
So please, if you get back out there, don't completely lose your okay? Never aviation and mint.
Okay, that was fun.
Aviation and mint.
Definitely fun. It's hard to get it to stop when you want it. Okay, well, I don't know. You know, the idea is that you don't want to text and drink. Right? I'm not going to comment further on that. I'll probably just get in trouble. Okay, so let's get over to, and that was that one, and that has the background on the idea. This was an interesting, to me, I guess, you know, you'd say, an interesting article from Media Post by Joe Mandesi. Okay, here it is. Top online and offline channels for interacting with brands. Now, there's all kinds of brands listed. And again, you can get this PDF and you can zoom in real far and find out what all this stuff is. But basically, here's the consumer value of these channels. Now, remember, the consumers, for the most part, get it all free. It's the advertisers that have to pay for it. So it's not surprising that the consumers have one set of value and another criteria for the advertisers. But what I thought was funny, and this is not statistically valid, but I'm going to just draw in my sort of mean value. And I would say it's right around 50% that the advertisers value the media about half of what the consumers value the media. Now, there's one really bad one. The greatest differential is TikTok. I know some people who love TikTok, and I see a lot of TikTok getting picked up. Happy Friday. I see a lot of TikTok getting picked up and put over on other channels that I watch, and I usually like them. There's only one channel out of media professionals that is valued higher by the advertising community than by consumers. And I got to say, it's like right up there. The highest one was email by the advertising community, but it's right up there with mobile apps and YouTube. And what is that one? Direct mail. Direct mail. Direct mail is valued by advertisers more than consumers. You know, because consumers have to deal with it. It comes to them, and they have to look at it because there might be something important stuck in there. That's the magic. We know it gets delivered. We know there's engagement, and we know it's decided upon by a decision maker. So mail, unlike every other medium, we know who looked at it, engaged with it, and didn't buy. And that is crucial. All the other media, we don't know whether they saw it or not. We know maybe who it went to, but we don't know who saw it. You know, and in most media, you know, I remember Wyndham Hill telling me that all their customers, they profiled their customers. Their customers were above average income, education, and mostly male, 35 to 55. That was their leader, their customer profile. But, you know, they had about 3 or 4 million customers a year, and there's about 13 million of those people in America. So we know that probably no more than half Hey, Joel, no more than half. We're working on looking at the ad. So mail, unlike every other media, gives you a labeled data set. People who saw it and didn't buy, people who saw it and did buy. It's only available with mail. So anyway, I thought that was groundbreaking, shocking. That was just shocking to me that mail was the only positive differential in the entire study. Are you doing mail? If not, you should be. And if you don't know how, give us a call. Go over to WDMA.org, john@WDMA.org. Or you can show up for our cool, extra cool, coming up meetup, May 27th, 2 p.m. I did set up in a bit, so you can register. We don't have the Google link, you know, calendar link. We don't have the Zoom link. But if you register, I can make sure that you get all that stuff. Whereas if you don't register, I can't. So go over there and register. It's free. Now, I got breaking news from yesterday. Just breaking news in. We had a couple of people, Mary England from Amadon Graphics and Corky Coleman. I can't remember his last name. But anyway, a guy who owns a fourth generation printing company out in Connecticut, I think. Anyway, nice guy. He was on. Mary was on. And we had a bit of time, like, what do you, you know, how at a cocktail party, what do you do? Well, what do you do? You know, that kind of thing. Well, we try to have a little bit of that. We're going to have more of that. And Corky says, well, I, you know, our printing company has specialized in the inserts in pharmaceutical products. A lot of rules and regulations, a lot of odd formats. And so a couple of days later, Mary gets a call from somebody saying, do you know anybody who prints very, very small format saddle-stitched little booklets? Well, what for? Well, for pharmaceuticals. She says, I know I talked to somebody sometime. She calls me up. She says, do you remember somebody talking about printing little booklets? Sure enough. So the nice thing about Mary is she doesn't say, well, I'm suddenly a print broker. She's a printer. She wants to get referrals. She wants to give referrals. And so I said, yeah, I remember who did it. Yeah, absolutely. And so we reconnected all the dots. And guess what? They're printing the job. It's hundreds of thousands of pieces, and it's probably going to continue. And probably Corky doesn't have a rep in the Twin Cities, you know, probably doesn't do any business in Minnesota. But because of the meetup, we got some business done. How cool is that? Okay, Wisconsin Direct Marketing Association here to help. We'll help you as much as we can. We'll let you talk to other printers and USPS. We're always wondering who does what, and we all have a niche, or a niche, as some marketers say. Anyway, so go over to WDMA.org. and register. It's free. It's going to be fun. They're always fun. The style consultant runs the whole thing. She always has fun things to do. She spends 2 weeks or 3 weeks thinking of fun things to do. Okay, so anyway, now let's go over to Forbes. We'll close out with this one. This is by Michael Plummer, who's President, CEO, CTO. That's Chief Technology Officer. Ooh, he's like, I wonder if he has any employees. I don't know. I always wonder. But he's on the Forbes Business Council. This is from Forbes, for heaven's sakes, okay? And I like that. I like that Forbes is helping small business. Okay, so technology is helping level the playing field. I'm not sure that's true because most of the technology stuff I can't afford. You know, I can get all kinds of data from Abacus, but, oh, yeah, you have to rent 60 million names a year or something. Anyway, that ain't going to happen. So small business, whoops. So advanced technology allows small business to access new markets, target new markets, in a relatively affordable cost, according to a study by Deloitte. Small business earned 2 times as much revenue per employee and were more likely to have a diverse customer base. The survey of 2,000 small businesses revealed, but 80% of small businesses aren't taking full advantage. Like, you know, there's a lot of stuff you can get. Time management software, project management software, employee management software, point of sale technology, but and I thought this was funny, online invoicing and accounting software. Well, I've been using QuickBooks Pro for since 1992. And I still have data for all that. I can see my net worth, build a balance sheet, but the IRS doesn't require it unless you have $250,000 of profit, which is a little more than we have. So many tools can be overwhelming. Start small, Google Docs, Gmail, yeah, we use all that stuff. Not as much as we used to, though. So here was one. We live in a digital world. Michael, are you kidding me? Did you ever see the word... Did you ever see Tron where he tries to live in a video game? It doesn't work. Digital is no dimensional. We live in a three-dimensional physical world. FYI. Anybody who says this, I'm calling it out. Do you live in a digital world? No. That's baloney. And it's baloney like that that gets the digital having all the money. And if you didn't catch it, we now have a much better version of the webinar where all the sound works on the video clips and all this other stuff and take out the, oh my gosh, what's going on here? It isn't working? You know, that kind of, those kind of comments. We got that all cleaned up. It was $20 for non-members of the WDMA. So either join the WDMA or write to me and I'll get it to you. Send me a 20 spot. Even if your business doesn't focus on e-commerce, it's a good idea to have a website. Yeah, okay, that was interesting. I thought that doesn't make it a digital purchase just because, you know what I want out of a website? What's your phone number? Can it work for my phone? I use a website to get the phone number and call the place. And Google does that. I don't know if Google, there was Google Plus, and I used to, you know, merchants that I used regularly, I would build a Google Plus for, and, you know, they would appreciate it and manage a website for them. Nearly one third of small businesses planned on using a website for the first time in 2020. Well, that's amazing. That's amazing. I think. Get a website. Get your nephew or somebody to build it for you. Get some 12-year-old to get on some platform. Okay, anyway, so use social media. Yeah, make some posts. The Merton Feed Mill, I don't even know if they're on LinkedIn. The Merton Feed Mill posts when the new chickens are, the chicks are in, and the ducklings and all that stuff. And they do, Michelle does most of the social media. She does a great job. So this 100-year-old mill, or it's probably way older than that. It's right along the river. It's probably a 200-year-old building. Does social media. It's not hard to, you know, again, get somebody that likes social media to just post for you. My wife manages about 40 Facebook pages. Just puts up interesting health information every week. Okay, they pay for it. Yes. Okay. Send tech-enhanced direct mail. Now, I'm not going to tell you all of this stuff. Some of it matters, some of it doesn't. If you looked at the webinar, you'd get a little more background on this. But I think it's great that Forbes is mentioning, we'll highlight it double, mentioning mail. Somebody's mentioning mail. And there's an integration. And I think this guy's company has an integration where they post on social media, send email, and send direct mail. So that's the way you launch. We're doing a relaunch of a website. And we got one guy knows a lot of merchants in the industry. And so he's talking to the merchants, but, you know, we don't have a lot of visitors to the website yet because it's been kind of dormant for years. And so I suggested that instead of waiting until the traffic, you know, it's kind of a chicken egg thing. If we advertise a ton, we can get people to the website. But then we've spent a lot of money and we still haven't got any advertisers because there wasn't anybody there. If we wait till people find it, it could be never, right? And who's going to advertise, spend much when there's only 1,000 people coming, which is kind of the way it's been for decades, really. And so in that context, we're offering advertisers the opportunity to be in a co-op mailing program that can go to 2 million targeted users of this site, targeted potential users, and it goes to their household with mail, invites them to come to the site and register, but also lets the merchants say whatever they want about whatever products they want, offer specials, offer sweepstakes, and then it's all registered through the website. Take mail to drive traffic to the web, and the one thing you know for sure is people will see it. So the merchants, because it's a co-op program, for 2.5 cents per piece, you know, so what's that, 25 grand to reach 1 million households? Not bad. You can't do that on your own. You know, a postcard would cost you 50 grand just on your own. And it's about the same size format. So anyway, mail can launch a business. I think mail can launch a business better than digital. Anyway, I just thought I'd send that out for your perusal. It's a pretty good article. You can get the articles by subscribing on WDMA. If you're it's a free subscriber, you can get into the members only, and you can find those articles in their entirety. Have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart. Bye-bye.